Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason. This is Bob Soucy. The Patriots come away with a 27-20 victory in the divisional round of playoffs. And Bob, it felt like the Patriots of old. Is that a testament to how much Julian Edelman means to this team?
Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, Danny Amendola, and Sebastian Vollmer, and Tom Brady, of course. You're right, it was like the Patriots from the early part of this season offensively on that first series. They went 3-for-3 on third down, and we know with Edelman in the lineup that makes such a difference for this team in that category in particular. Without Julian, they were about 33% late in the year. They were number one in the league this year until his injury in Week 10, and we saw them convert again, time and again early. They set the tone with a great game plan, spread out Kansas City, got on the board, got out to the big lead early, at least a two-score lead relatively early at 14-3. And Brady had all of his targets at his avail, and he took advantage of them.
There were lots of questions coming into this game, and it was a busy week off the field. It was a busy week in terms of injuries. What does it say about this team that they're able to stay gelled together despite all of the distractions?
It's been the track record here over the last decade and a half under Bill Belichick and with the leadership of Tom Brady and those other veterans in the locker room. They're able to compartmentalize potential distractions, really keep them from creeping onto the field and becoming distractions that affect the football team. And it's just, I think, the tone and the focus day in, day out. They stay on point, and that's why I think they were able to put behind them some of the things that we read about and heard about early in the week, and also the uncertainty coming into this game with a number of guys on the injury front. They came out, they played at a high rate of efficiency offensively, and again, Brady managed the game so well.
With that in mind, they're playing for another AFC championship. We don't know the opponent yet. It's either going to be the Steelers or the Broncos. No matter the opponent, how do the Patriots approach this next game?
Well, they approach it the same way they always do. We talk about the focus of this team, and it's just the next play, the next series, the next quarter. And when you break down the two matchups, two very different teams, Denver and Pittsburgh, I think that the Patriots certainly are well-positioned offensively, whether they go to Denver or have to play here at home against the Steelers. And defensively, as I've alluded to, they've got some guys who are banged up in this game. They lost their linebackers, all three. Jerod Mayo had to come in because Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower had some injury issues. And then Mayo got hurt, so they finished this game with Jonathan Freeney and Dakota Watson playing pretty extensively at linebacker along with Darius Fleming. And to those guys' credit, they more or less held their own. They did a nice job in certain situations, Watson even applying some pressure on the quarterback. But you want to have Hightower, Collins, and Mayo all available next week, wherever they're playing, and against either the Steelers or Broncos.
All right, well, we're going to be hoping for the best for the linebacking core. But, Bob, you and I are either going to be in Denver or we're going to see you right back here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason. This is Bob Soucy, and we'll see you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.